Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Jollis is our guest, our good friend, one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet, author of Customer-Centered Selling, also The Way of the Road Warrior, also How to Change Minds, that's his new one, The Art of Influence Without Manipulation. Rob Jollis, welcome back to the show.
Yay, great to be back.
Long time 16-year member of our Brain Trust folks, Rob is, and we love having him talk about sales. And sales. Right now we're talking about sales training. Folks, how's your sales training going? Are you getting the business, the performance out of your salespeople? Part of it might be that you don't understand what your customers are asking for, and so you have to. That's one thing you have to train your salespeople to do, isn't it, Rob, to find out where they are first, before you start talking about your stuff.
Exactly. That's learning decision cycles. That's understanding where the client is. So we can get away from the old-fashioned scripts and get more to a repeatable, predictable process, but one that tries to identify and mirror where the client is. So we don't use all the steps of the process.
Right.
We apply what's needed in the right situation.
But you go into a situation, especially a B2B situation, you go into a situation where you actually say to yourself, you know what? I may not have anything this guy needs today.
Boy, that's the bet that you hit it right on the head. And what that does is, first of all, that's an integrity move. But second, so let's not rush over that. But the second thing that does is, I believe that really creates a climate with a client where you can create almost a super client,
a customer
who will buy from you eventually.
I call it a customer you can't run off.
Right. Right.
You know, they want you around.
Yourself.
They want you around.
Right.
So folks, we're talking about four things that could help you convert a failed sales training program into a successful one. We talked about motivation. Don't focus on motivation. Focus on the goods, the things that they'll remember the next day. You talked about product training. You can't just train them on product, folks. We just talked about that. You got to talk to them about what the customer wants. You got to teach them how to draw the customer out. And then you got a couple more.
Yeah, let's go to a big one, and that is reinforcing the wrong behaviors. And what I mean by that is this: one of the most important things is we got to make sure that whatever we invest in here, not only money but time, that we actually implement what it is that we've just purchased. And if all we're doing, particularly in sales training, if all we're doing is reinforcing how much that salesperson has sold, but not how they sold it, are they following the process, then we're going to lose this process. And one thing you might remember, Jim, about Xerox was, for both of us, is you could be 300% of your given plan, and believe me, you'll be monetarily compensated for it. However, in terms of an actual review, if somebody goes out and watches me sell, and although I'm bringing in a lot of money for the company, I'm not really following the process, the culture the company established for me, then in fact my review is a C review. It's an average review because I'm meeting expectations but not exceeding in all areas. We got to stand up. We have to have the courage, and it takes courage, to look a 300% guy in the eye and say, C-plus work. We need you following the process.
Well, and another
That's
thing,
critical.
What you got to do is say, okay, well, the approach this person takes to serving customers, will that approach work in a recession? Will this person be successful? Will they at least stay alive during a downturn in the economy? See, that was, to me, that's how I measured. I didn't measure my success when things were great. Anybody can do things, can sell things when the economy's great. I measured my performance against whether I could still keep a job when the economy was down. And that's where the fundamentals come in.
Right. And Jim, I don't think anybody looked at you after you went through your sales training at Xerox and said, "Now we're glad you went through it. Hey, if you feel like actually using it, that would be terrific for us." He said, "Okay, I hope you enjoyed it. That's how we're going to measure you. We're going to measure your sales results, but we're going to measure your process results too. And that's why Jim Blasingame and Rob Giles still adhere to processes we learned decades ago."
Well, and the thing is, you talked about practicing bad behavior. You know, I had a golf pro one time was trying to fix my swing, and he said, and I was talking about how hard I've been practicing. He said, "If you're practicing bad fundamentals, you're just going to get worse. Continue to get bad fundamentals. You got to practice the right stuff."
That's exactly right.
So talk to us about the fact about why the excuses people make not to do sales training.
Right. Okay, so we're at number four now. We're getting them all tucked in. We'll do this one nice and quick for you. We find companies always looking for the right time to sales train. You mentioned golf. I'm a terrible golfer because I can never find the right time to play golf. When business is good, I don't have time. When business is bad, I'm wondering why I'm out playing golf. Sales training, there'll never be a great time. When business is bad, actually, that's probably, if there is a good time, that might be a very good time. But what do companies do? They cut that training budget, and they cut that training. When business is great, what do? Well, do we really need sales training? Business is great. And actually, they're more likely to purchase it then. My thing is this. Don't wait for the right time. This is a culture move. Everyone in the company needs to follow repeatable, predictable steps, and you're never going to see a perfect time on the calendar.
You got to do it consistently, don't you? Don't just do it every other year or whatever. You should be doing it all the time, shouldn't you?
Always reinforce. You only need 10 processes, just one, and make it work for you.
Hey, Rob, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. Come back soon.
I sure will.
Jolles.com, J-O-L-L-E-S, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you find him and all the stuff that he does. You'll thank me later when you go there. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.